Blackstone Publishing presents The Flim Flam Affair, a Carpenter and Quincannon mystery by Bill Pronzini. This book is read by Meredith Mitchell and Mark Peckham.
For those who enjoyed the previous six books in the Carpenter and Quincannon series.
1. Sabina was 10 minutes early for her 2 o'clock appointment with Winthrop Buckley. She had decided to walk the relatively short distance from Lower Market Street to the Montgomery block where his offices were situated. There was no other pressing business to keep her at Carpenter and Quincannon Professional Detective Services, and John had left the day before for Jamestown on an investigation for the Sierra Railway Company. It being a clear, crisp fall day, she set a brisk pace. On the way, she wondered again what had prompted Mr. Buckley to seek the services of a detective agency. His telephone exchange call earlier had been brief. He said only that it was a private matter of some importance. Well, she would find out soon enough. It was customary for a prospective client to come to the agency for a preliminary consultation, but he had a busy schedule and had sounded harried, so she agreed to the appointment with him. A citizen who could afford offices in the Monkey Block, that four-story haven of lawyers, financiers, physicians, writers, and artists, was likely to be the sort of well-to-do client John coveted. Rather than dally in the shops on the ground floor level, she went straight to the elevators, exited the car on the third floor, and stepped through the frosted glass door marked C.E. Buckley Securities Investment Brokerage. She expected to be asked to wait in the anteroom until 2 o'clock, but the receptionist immediately took her card into a private office, came back in no more than 15 seconds.